Okay, welcome back to Not the Way Too Early, Rookie and the Vet. Right on time, Rookie and the Vet. It's Thursday morning. We want to start this podcast off, Jacko, with the Way Too Early, Rookie and the Vet. We started with NRL, just breaking down the origin teams. This time I want to break down a few of the NFL draft prop bets that we put up earlier in the week because a few things have changed.
And then roll into the weekend of footy.
Yeah, and then we'll get into the footy straight away. There are only a couple of things that's going to be really quick. First thing I want to touch on, we put out probably my biggest roughie draft prop that I liked, and I still love him as a prospect, is Caleb Farley.
And I was with you on that one. I didn't even know you had him in there, and yep. I was going to come to the table and try and drop some knowledge on you, and beauty, you're already across.
And
him.
I was ready to go with that. Unfortunately, it looks like Caleb Farley is going to miss portions of training camp, which is a big cross next to their name with teams wanting to pick in that top 10, top 15 range. So there's a pretty good chance that he won't go as the first cornerback picked up in the draft.
Which They'll is go with Surtain.
Surtain or J.C. Horn seems to be getting picked at Philadelphia Eagles. I spoke to Nath Cleary yesterday, who's an Eagles fan, and he'd be happy to have Horn there, as well as they've got so many needs. So that may not look like it will be working now. Another position that I did always like, and it's for the same reasons, if it wasn't for the injury concerns, I really like Jalen Phillips as a prospect coming out of Miami. But he's also got injury concerns. He even had a year off footy due to head
concussion stuff.
Concussions and brain surgeries or whatever like that. So I think this is one of the more open position groups that's available. So I've actually found two that I like that might be able to squeeze in purely because of fit.
Yeah.
Those are... I've got Christian Barrymore is currently $8, I believe, on Ladbrokes.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Jason Owae, who is $26 on the tab. Yeah, so that's that 26 mark that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I've just had a little nibble on both of them. I'm not going to go crazy on those bets. But when I look at all the position groups, every year you sort of find one, you find that position that someone sort of sneaks in that you didn't expect. And it's basically due to it's normally a defensive player.
Yeah.
And it depends on, if you know your NFL, it comes down to the 4-3 or the 3-4 defensive schemes that teams have. So a couple of those teams that I think might be looking for a couple of those players are floating around in the 10 to 15 range. So like I said, don't go throwing your house on them, but
if you want to have a play on the draft.
If you want to have just something sneaky to have on.
I like it.
As well as the other couple of bets that I'm still pretty high on. I'm still a big fan of Travis Etienne.
So am I.
Going number one. And what was the other one? Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Trey Lance is actually buying out to $4 now. When we recorded on Tuesday, was $3.
If you haven't jumped on Trey Lance yet, jump on it now. The other one, which I just wanted to quickly touch on before we rip into the footy, was we saw this morning that Denver traded for Teddy Bridgewater.
Yep.
And you have a little bit of a smoke and mirrors theory there.
Yeah.
I think it could lure people towards that over or under 5.5 quarterbacks drafted in the top 10.
Yep.
Which Unibet were running. I think Ladbrokes was running it as well.
Okay.
With them, that was kind of Denver was going to be the swing team, whether they take a quarterback, and same with Detroit. And now with them getting Teddy Bridgewater, a lot of people probably thinking, oh, sweet, it's going to be under 5.5. But you got a little theory on the acquiring Teddy Bridgewater?
I think because they haven't had to pay too much, Carolina are also paying a little bit of the contract.
It's like a sixth-round pick or something, eh?
I think it could be a bit of a smoke screen where potentially they like someone at that. I think they're 8 or 9.
9, yeah.
They're 100% 9?
Yeah.
Yep, so they potentially won't have to trade up and maybe sit pretty, take a...
So when you're saying you mean like they're maybe they've identified their guy.
I think they like a quarterback, but they're not overly sold trading away more draft picks to go up and get him. So
and worried a team like Chicago or someone might try and jump in front of them.
Yeah, there are a few teams like, you know, they've even talked about New England, Washington, I believe.
Yeah, Washington.
With Fitzy. So
old Heineke.
Yeah, they played really well in that against Tom Brady, the GOAT. But I think that's sort of like a plan. And then also, it's one of those things where it could be a smokescreen, but then if it doesn't happen, they sit at 9 and they've got Teddy just there to put a bit of pressure on Drew Lock to try to get the best out of him. So it's almost like a win-win for them.
If your bet does blow apart, there's a guy like Trey Lance sitting there, they can pick him up and he can sit half a season or a few weeks behind Teddy Bridgewater, who's not going to lose you a fuckload of games, not going to win you a lot, but can bring up if there's a quarterback prospect you love, you don't think he's going to be day one, week one, ready to start, you bring in a guy like Teddy Bridgewater, maybe he's that little bridge quarterback that Ryan Fitzpatrick has kind of been his whole career for these young guys. Maybe that's what they're thinking with Teddy, but it was an interesting pickup.
Yeah, remember,
Of course, Carolina traded him away. Like when you think about it. Yeah.
Remember when I mocked Mac Jones to Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
So if they're not overly sold on trading up for Mac Jones and they get to sit there and he's still available at nine because
makes a lot of sense.
He doesn't go number three, which a lot of people seem to be thinking. It's almost turning into a lock now. But you know, I think they're gonna. I'm hoping they pick Trey Lance for my betting purposes. But
so
we'll see how that plays out. That's something to pay attention to in the draft. And this is why I love it so much. It's There's always a lot of intrigue going into it.
10:30 tomorrow, baby.
We get into the intro, brother, is there anything you're grateful? Yeah, there is.
Yeah, of course. What are you grateful for? Is there anything I'm grateful for? Yeah, mate, I'm grateful for the good folks at IKEA. Now, Lukey knows that I've been spending most of my time since I've been in Sydney here. Haven't seen the city yet. Heard Bondi's lovely, but I've been in IKEA pretty much every day. Me and the boss went yesterday for a bit of a shopping spree. Had the meatballs at Doom. We don't have IKEA back home, so it's quite a novelty for me here.
Meatballs in IKEA?
Oh, bro. You wait for the vlog? Game changer.
Yeah?
Game changer. It's a little bit like, it's kind of like a Bunnings sausage. Like, it's a bit of a novelty.
Yeah.
But when you're in there and they hit you with the mash, the gravy and the jelly or jam, whatever they call it.
Was this, did you know about this before you went in there or did the boss?
I may, when I say I've been there every day, Scope, I go there every day, man. So the entire joint over there at Rail Street has been furnished courtesy of IKEA. So know the staff there on a first name basis. It's not my second family, so grateful.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a nice little bit of jam there. Like you said, a nice little tip before we get into the tipping part of it. I'm grateful for you, Jacko. Once again, we've had a wager, and I am 2 from 2 against you.
You
and
are.
That means I have 2 from 2 vintage kit T-shirts.
Thanks,
so,
brother.
We got the Skyhook of Doom from Kareem Abdul. It's a nice fit. We were looking at another shirt, but a little bit off considering where I'm at the moment.
And we'll keep that between us, huh?
Yeah,
and
we Simi, will.
Apparently.
So we'll hit the intro. Yeah, Simi like that too. We'll hit the intro, baby.
Tell me what you need and be tell me what you want.
This is where I do my best work, baby. Shit. And Lukey was doing his best work behind the cameras there. He wants me to pump up the energy.
Jesus,
get it
right.
Going. Oh, shit, shit, baby.
Sorry,
I'm dancing like that in the minute. I normally save that for 10 and a can. That's where I do my best work. And one guy who I want to highlight, just watching the games, Jack, I didn't tell you about this.
Yeah.
Jerome Hughes.
Freak.
Jerome Hughes.
You mean the poor man's Justin Horror?
Oh, man.
You guys look exactly Neff, the
yeah.
same.
A little Neff. When we did the podcast with Jerome and Cheese,
if
they were a hybrid and they put it together, it almost looks like me. Like Scott, those two together. Mate,
same
he was unreal. And I don't think, I watched a few of the replays on Monday and Tuesday because I missed a few. I was a baby girl over the weekend.
Yeah.
And mum spent a bit of time with the family. And I got the opportunity to go back and watch that game. What a half a footy from Jerome. And when I was watching, I was like, this is that good of a 40 minutes. And I like, you see a few little things. Obviously, the Storm reposted and there was like a little, because I went and looked on the pages and I was going, is everyone hyping this guy up as much as he should?
Yeah.
And I feel like, if Cherry has, or Tommy Turbo or KP have that sort of 40 minutes, you sort of don't stop hearing about it.
Yeah.
Because it's Jerome Hughes, I said to Cheese,
it's a Kiwi half in Melbourne. You know, it's not really the
ex-fullback.
He doesn't play like a super traditional halfback. So yeah, I get why maybe people sleep on him a little bit, but that was against my boys, so I remember that 40 minutes very well. And there's a reason the Warriors were throwing big money at the kid. He's fucking special, man.
Yeah, and even Cheese got in the me and him were messaging back and forth, and I was just talking about it. I sort of feel like he won't ever get the credit he deserves because he's obviously going to be surrounded by Harry, Prez and Pappy. It's one of those things. It's when I suppose you had guys like Adam Blair, who was considered like if you look back at those years when they had the big three coming through, and even GI, but like as good as GI ever was, everyone knew he was a weapon, but they always used to say the big three.
And then we went to South and everyone was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, GI's a proper weapon. Well, I know that's obviously an extreme version of it, but Jerome Hughes.
Shout out,
Jerome. Just wanted to shout him out before we even get into the games because one of the better performances that I've seen this year, man.
Yeah, I'm glad.
40 minutes.
I love highlighting Kiwis, bro, so good on you.
Okay, let's get into the Raiders versus the Rabbitohs. Oh, one thing I want to touch on quickly, my anytime try scorers, we're going to do that again this week.
Yeah.
I went 2 from 7 last week, and Jacko has done the math.
I've done the math poorly, but you've corrected me.
Yeah, so I had 100 on each myself for the punters club. We put, so that's obviously $700 worth of bets. We saluted on David Fifita, who is now the second highest
freak
try scorer in the competition right now. He got himself a brace. I think he got three of the best, didn't he? Two as well in the first half. He had the first half of Doom as well. And I had Cherry at $3.50. So although I only got two, I only lost $170.
Yeah.
Because like I said last week, I'm looking for guys that are $2 or above.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking for some of those kiddies wingers. Like obviously you have guys like Brian Toto and that who are just scoring for fun.
I did tell Charlie you Staines. I did tell you Sevo for two or more was going to be money as well.
Sevo, like so, those guys. Yeah. So they're obviously, you know, if you're chucking them in two or three legs, you look for those guys. But I always try to find one try scorer that I like.
Yep.
And geez, I've got a fair few that are over the odds this week, so I'm looking forward to reading those out.
I'm going to follow along with you as well this week. So, you know, I'm going to throw 20 of the best on everyone you put up.
Yep.
Because I back you. I've seen you do you've done the research here.
Yeah, I have. So I put a bit of effort in this one.
You have.
I really want to be right. Along. And on the Thursday night multi.
Follow along, make some money.
Yep. Thursday night multi. Let's get into the Raiders versus Rabbitohs. One big thing I've written down, one thing each for most games. Mm-hmm. Pappy's getting rested. Josh Papali'i is getting rested. And obviously Latrell's still out. So where do you see this game going?
Yeah, I was actually sniffing an upset here after another Ricky Rev up. But no Papa, no Croker either. No Jared Croker in there. Even though it's in Canberra, I can't really see them getting up here. I think, unfortunately, the Souths are going to get it done. I reckon Cody Walker, like, I know you're going to handle the anytime stuff here. I hope you've got Cody Walker somewhere in there because at fullback, he just looks too fucking silky. So I reckon he's an easy cross for a meaty there. They're lethal. I reckon the -5.5 start for them is pretty comfortable at $1.90. So if you're looking to kick off your weekend multi on a Thursday, which, hey, every degenerate does. Why wait till Friday? I reckon sliding them in there with the -5.5 start, I reckon they get it done by at least a converted try. So South to get it done in Canberra.
I agree. It's playing down in Canberra at this time of the year. It starts to get pretty chilly. I don't think there's going to be as many points as there has been for especially the Rabbitohs. I think it's going to be a really tough encounter. Few other bets that I like, I didn't put in Thursday night multi, is the over 8 minutes. I think there might be a bit of a grind to start this game.
Yeah.
But I do have Cody Walker as my anytime try scorer at $2.25.
Good man.
So I don't know, did I send that in the group? Did you see that before?
We're
on the same page, baby. I think we're on the same page.
I actually did have that down before you said it.
Yeah. So I'm on the Rabbitohs, mate, as well, but I think it's going to be a close one.
Yeah.
I think it'll be Not trying to give away my Thursday night multi too early, but I think it'll be in the 1 to 12 range.
Yeah, we'll publish that straight after this body as well.
Yep. Okay, Storm versus the Sharks.
Yeah, our boy Talakai, unfortunately facing a few weeks on the sidelines, a big loss for them, but
Melbourne. You addressed that yet with the hit?
No,
do you want to talk about that?
Please, go ahead.
A few players put it up, and it's exactly right.
Yeah.
There's no difference between – the only difference between the Angus Crichton and Talakai hit is that it was more vicious.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. It's exactly the same.
It's his fault for being more powerful.
Yeah, he had better line speed and just ripped into him where sort of Angus catches him a little bit more off guard, but it's essentially the same hit. It just looked way worse because Talakai put way more effort into it. What do you
make of the – I know we're going on a little bit of a segue here, but fuck it, we like segues.
Yeah.
The whole judicial system at the moment, I don't reckon there's a perfect way to do it, but this whole loading thing, like what Latrell copped, what do you – like what's the answer there? Because – people keep on saying, oh, it just needs to go back to just being black and white and you take it case by case because otherwise you end up with the Isaac Luke situation, loading and they miss a fucking GF. But we changed it for a reason. It's because it wasn't working then. I don't have the answer, but I don't really know what the fuck you're supposed to do with this at the moment. I know they're trying to stamp down on, you know, players making contact with their head, but when the game's getting faster and faster and faster and fatigue's hitting in more and more and more, what do you expect's going to happen? Like, people are going to get a little bit lazy with their techie.
Yep.
Things are going to creep up. So I don't think you can have it both ways if you're the NRL. You speed up the game and make it more high pace, high impact, highlights ready, but then you penalise the guys who get a little bit loose with it. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Some guys, we've talked about this with the HIA as well, like some guys are that fatigued that they're finding themselves, like they're really just throwing their body, sort of like, with a less aggressive manner,
just
and sort of just getting their head in the wrong spot and getting knocked out. So I don't know, mate. It's probably, like you said, it's a bit of a segue. We'll put a little bit of effort into that next week and see if we can come up with an answer.
Yeah.
But it's always going to be those things. It probably affects you more when it's your team.
Yeah.
And then you see it from that end. But I'm coming at it from a particularly like neutral part, even though
Had
the Roosters not making the eight, and we'll keep talking about that. But like, I. But the thing is, I'm not bagging Angus Crichton.
No, fuck no. I thought it was sweet.
I like them both.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, he's pretty hard done by.
Talakai should not be penalised for being powerful, and that's essentially what happened there. He knocked him on his ass and got penalized for it. It's just rubbish.
Quickly, I didn't get to see. I was watching it. I was with a few mates having a few beers on Saturday night, and I didn't really get to see the game too much. How did Shawnee Johnson go?
Yeah, good. Braithwaite actually came out, and I thought I had a really good take on this. The game was kind of in the balance, and they pulled Sean off with about 10 or 15 to go.
Which probably would have been the plan.
Because obviously Moisa was supposed to play and pulled up with his, was it a quad or a hemi? So it was a minutes thing, but I don't know, man. If he's good enough to start and play that long, and the game's in the balance like that, and it's obviously Josh Hannah, they went in with a plan, and maybe his hands were tied in that sense. But Sean was all right. They obviously didn't get off to the best start, and they kind of had to claw their way back into things there. But yeah, he looked like a guy coming back from injury, but he still looks like Sean Johnson, man, and he's still going to demand that big wicket at the end of the year, and he's going to fucking deserve it as well. So I hope the Warriors actually lure the kid back, just quietly.
Just another little thing that we're looking forward to is now a friend of YKTR Sports, Billy Gay Chambers is coming back and playing against his old team. And
not distracting at all in the office.
If he is not going to be chirping in this game, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. He's got a couple of will he be on – he normally plays right edge, so he'll be coming up against Olam. And that's going to be quite a tough assignment. But I dare say – If anyone's able to put Olam off, it could be Billy Chambers. So yeah. Should be a giggle to watch that. I think Melbourne win and my anytime try scorer. The Prez went close to saluting for us if he just sort of scooped up that ball. There was a part where Nicho Hynes went through and he dropped it when Prez was on the inside. That probably would have been a try. And then there was also a kick across the ground where Prez normally puts that on the boot or scoops it up kiddies. But he's let us. It's very rare that the Prez lets us down, but. He's $2.80, but this time I've gone, I think it'll get a bit loose this game around the rucks like they do. And I like the baby goat. Baby goat, Harry Grant, $3.10.
Oh, so you're going to go baby goat?
I'm going baby goat this week.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I think he's definitely due. I think the spread is 17.5 in this one. That's big, but I think they might just cover it. So I'll be staying away from it betting-wise other than I'll be jumping on you anytime. So let's go baby goat.
Okay, moving on to the Broncos versus Titans rematch. One thing I've written down here already to kick this one off is Broncos obviously had a good win the week before. They got blown out against a far superior team in the Eels. I'm looking forward to the Pangai versus Fifita battle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, Pangai showed us, wasn't last week, it was the week before, that if he decides to be Pangai.
And he was having a decent crack again last week against the Eels. Lukey's nodding his head a little bit there. Yeah. The parts that I was watching the game as well. He was.
You throw out the Broncos Titans, sorry, Leaky.
I think he got a try last week. Actually, I think he might have got their first try.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Tevita Pangai Jr. And then even a couple of times he was, it was getting to that point where he's getting a bit frustrated. But to be fair, he was still showing the effort and trying to, took a couple of scoots from dummy half and was just trying to carry and almost carried three or four Eels players over the line.
The Solomon Okata out of dummy half, 5 meters out. If I'm Kevvy Walters, that's my whole game plan. Hey, if we get inside the 10, Tevita, you fucking put that big palm down, scoop it up and go, son.
Yeah, and I remember it's watching like under this 10s game. Tries, we did beers and footy with Kempe.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Last time, and we had this game, and at the back end of the game, you could see Tevita Pangai was getting a little bit frustrated, and was trying to get into his boy David Fifita. So
yeah.
If there any chance of stopping David Fifita, who has gone under the jam, I can no longer salute him. He's $1.83.
He's so under the $2.
He's under the
sorry,
$2.
Would be on you.
Yeah, I definitely would have been on him.
You know what I like here, mate?
Who do you like?
I actually like Big Brother in this one, just straight up in an upset.
Ooh.
So the spread's 12.5 plus 12.5 for the Bronx.
Yep.
Milford is going to come back. I think he's going to be, he's fucking due a proper bounce back. Don't know much about Tyson Gamble, I'll be honest, but I think that this is going to be one of those games where it's up there, they're under a shitload of pressure, they've got new halves for about the fifth time in 4 weeks or something like that, insane like that. And Jesse Arthurs, Snacky Arthurs is back there in the centres. I know he's young and he's not super experienced, but he gives them another little bit of point of difference in attack out there, and Corey Oates has been sensational since he's come back. I think in a fucking nail-biting close one up there, I think Brisbane can get it done over little brother here. So
that's a big Tyson.
It's a big Tyson. That's going to stick as well. It's a big Tyson. Again, if you want to follow along with me, take the start because I'm going to be taking the start. 12 points for the 12.5 for the Bronx over the Gold Coast there, man.
I understand where you're coming from there, Jacko. I'm going to go with the Titans. I've been on the Titans from day one. They had a nice little encounter with the Rabbitohs last week. I think, obviously, like I talked about, the Fifita and David Pangai,
Tavita Pangai.
Tavita Pangai is going to be a good little stoush, so I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to that, yeah.
But with my anytime try score, so I'm going to the Titans, and my little anytime try score is Brimo through the middle at $2.20.
Yeah, like it.
$2.20. So yeah.
He's due as well, Brimo.
Yep. Looking forward to it. I think this will be where it could get, you know, in particular when the bench comes on for him.
Yeah.
The Broncos, that's where they not, you know, they've been starting not too bad.
They lose a little bit, yeah.
With Lodge and Haas, but as soon as that bench comes on, they seem to be lacking.
I'll tell you what, shouting out another Kiwi player here, but Danny Levi in his first game last week for Brisbane, he tried everything, man. He was trying the old one-on-one steals when they were down. He gave them a nice little point of difference and actually got a lot more minutes than I thought they'd get. In this team, which the spine has changed 1,000 times, Jake Turpin's kind of been a staple there. He's been nice for them. But Danny Levi was, I thought, one of the best on ground in a losing effort. So shout out Danny Levi. I think he gives them a little bit of creativity around the ruck. He's a nice player in that 14 jersey for any side to have, and I think it's been a pretty good pickup for a side that is lacking in creativity. So shout out Danny Levi.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to watching this game.
Yeah, me too.
Moving on to the Panthers versus the Eagles.
Speaking of looking forward, game of the week. Game of the week. And now,
and you wanted to start with this one. You especially asked for it.
Well, I know you've been up there with the Penrith boys, and I've been harping on about undefeated season, and I'm going to stick with that.
Okay. I thought you were going to drop a bomb there.
But this, out of every game this year that the Panthers have been in, I've been so confident. Even when they played Melbourne and kick out the try saver of doom, I was so confident going into that. And I didn't have them losing a single game this year. I thought they were going to run the fucking table. And I know everyone is on me for that. Hey, until I'm proven wrong, I'm right, baby.
That's right.
This game makes me more nervous than anything. And it's all because of that giant man at number one and Tommy Turbo. What he's turned Manly into is what we all thought Manly would be pre-season when healthy.
So we're saying they're going to make the eight, yeah? Are we saying they're going to make the eight? Because everyone was off me after 3 or 4 weeks, so relax, yeah?
So look, I've got Penrith here because I've already stuck my neck out and I don't want to curse Nathan Cleary and the boys, but I think this is going to be a proper close one here, and it wouldn't shock me if undefeated season's blown up in round eight.
I'm going the Bird Gang.
Yeah, I thought you would.
I'm going the Bird Gang. Yeah, it's one of those. It's for that reason. If they win, I'll be filthy on myself if they win and I don't back them.
Yeah.
And
if you back them when they lose, you go, oh, look, Penrith undefeated.
Yeah,
exactly. I'll be honest, if I hadn't thrown undefeated out into the universe, I'd actually be leaning with you. Appy Coruscant obviously back is massive. And I can't wait to see Appy go up against his old boys as well. And shout out Lachlan Croker, speaking of number nines who are having the fucking low-key season of doom. He's been really good for them ever since Tommy's come back. Everyone's looking good. But he's looked really good in the last couple of weeks. So, I'm going to go Penrith, but I'm not shocked that you're going the Bird Gang in this one. I'll be interested to know who you're having a look at try score wise though, because I can't see a shitload of points in this game.
I'm going to stick with, if I salute, I'm going to stay with him. So I wanted to go David Fifita,
yeah,
but he's gone under the odds. But Cherry is still available.
Okay.
And he's feeling himself at the moment. He is sort
support,
of, I know me, mate.
Of doom.
I know me, mate. Mm. I know when he's, you know, watching games, little interactions that I really look for with to see what his energy's like. It's less about what he's doing on the footy. Sometimes it's what he's doing away from the footy.
Yep.
And just a little exchange when he kicked the 40-20 at the back end of that game against the Tigers, and then him and Fozzie come over together and they had a nice little embrace, nice little high five, little things like that shows me that he's
on.
He's really on at the moment. He's obviously loving having Tommy back, as all, you know, yep. Fozzie and all the other Manly players. I spoke to Nath and Tyron about it. They fully respect where the Bird Gang are at right now. So they're expecting a tough game. This is in the Bird Gang, obviously, of 2 weeks ago. So this would be a nice little test for them too. Like when I was talking to him about it.
What about, I don't mean to interrupt you. Your boy Schuster with the no-looker of doom again last week. Try says, hates looking where he's passing, but fuck, I love it.
Yeah.
He's quickly turning into my favourite back rower in the comp, this kid.
He's going to be nice, isn't
he? Fake Folletti.
If he can get a little bit of that Mutters,
yeah,
like tighten it up a little,
tighten
bit,
up a little
the,
bit.
Tighten up a little bit in the off-season. And, you know, when I say Mutters, yeah,
it's
I'm
respectfully.
A Mutters. It's respectfully, you know.
Yeah.
To see Mutters do their thing at a high level. And then when players, you know, sometimes when you see them in the off season, they come back and they've tightened up a little bit, like the scope of late.
Mm.
Last 6 weeks, he's really tightened everything up and been ripping in.
Check the footage.
Go, yeah. Check the film. Yeah,
and
I really like
all
him.
And all Mudders 13, it'd actually be a bit of a giggle. Might have to put together an all Mudguts 13.
Yes. Yes.
That like to take on Bloat FC something at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's a good idea. A really good idea. But one thing he does really well, which is with, we used to call it, I don't know if they still call it actually, We used to call it two pass freshy. So our block shape used to be called freshy.
Yeah.
And he does that really well where he gets a quick ball from Fozzie. He delivers it to him. So it looks like Turbo's going to come out the back of Schuster. But instead of that happening, he starts inside like he's inside Schuster, but Fozzie quickly rips it to him. And then the centre runs that, Brad Parker runs that nice tough line inside the centre and he gives Turbo the little two-on-one with the winger.
Well, that's exactly what they ran on the weekend. Yeah. And he threw it perfectly.
And he can do that.
Looking right.
That's the Glenn Stewart OG.
Yeah.
He made a career out of that. Gifty. And then once he starts doing it really well, you can put little variations on it. So instead of Brad Parker running inside the centre, the two in from the sideline, they start doing it. Him, if you remember back in the day, Gifty used to get Killer, Jamie Lyon, to run an out ball.
Yeah.
And then instead of going on the outside, sneak right through. So,
snaky.
Yeah, that'll be something to see and see if they can develop that as the year goes on. But Jakey's obviously playing really well. I think this is a big game for Desi as well. These are the type of games, speaking to the boys, that Desi loves. So I'm thinking he might have the effect. $5, underdogs, no one gives us a chance.
Love it. You want to talk about as well, just quickly on Cheers and Foreign. When Kiz scored over the weekend, I haven't seen a team other than obviously Jerome Luai, who celebrates everything like it's a GF win. The team getting around Fozzie and celebrating him scoring that try was the most wholesome thing I've seen all weekend. Outside, Lukey, I'll be interested to get your take on this. Did you see Pat, is it Berry, kiss Rose Namajunas before she went in with that wet, sloppy kiss of doom? Anyway, both of those things G me up. Fozzie getting the celebrations of doom for scoring.
Yep.
And Rose getting the fucking tongue shoved down her throat pre-fight.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys in particular.
There's plenty in there.
That I've played with or you've known through just reputation when they get over and score tries and they might not score them too often that people just love to see it. It's generally guys like Fozzie. You see the way people react when Mitchie Pearce scores a try, how loved he is. Same sort of like those sorts of guys.
Yeah, good point.
And then front rowers. When front rowers or benchies get over for the first tries, there the boys, I'll come running off the bench for a fucking interchange forward who gets over. So,
there you go. So you're going Bird Gang, I'm going Panthers, and you'll get Cheers again.
You know what? Are they paying five? So $5 Seagulls into $5 Cherry Evans to score. That's 25 the best. I might have a little play on that. All right, Bulldogs versus Eels. Lukey's Eels against Simi's Bulldogs.
Mm.
So Simi's turned his head here. Would you like to say anything about the Bulldogs, Simi? You've been asking to get on Rookie in the Vet, or are you happy with your vlog over there?
Limp your way over, man. Come on.
Here he comes. They got their first dub, yeah? But you didn't watch it, I bet.
while he's limping over here,
here he comes.
There's no value in this, and I'm taking para, just quietly.
I'm going para as well,
anyway,
and I'm going Papali'i anytime try scorer.
Oh, my boy.
$2.50. He ran over Josh Papali'i a couple of weeks ago to score a meaty. So he'll be liking his chances against, once again, a friend of ours, Kyle Flanagan from YKGR Sports. He'll be liking his chances on that edge, I think.
Yeah, great. Oh, shit, sorry. Grateful as. Thanks for having me.
What do you got for us?
No, it was a really good game by the Bulldogs, obviously. I think the older blokes are starting to step into their roles as leaders.
Dylan Napa had a really good game, really good first half.
Yeah, he really did. And I think Nick Kotrick, he played out of his skin on the weekend. I think he really stepped up.
Do you like him back on the wing compared to centres? He was playing centres at the start of the year?
No, I actually liked him at centre. I think the ball was just coming out a bit too slow for him. I think once those boys get a few repetitions under their belt next season, I think, yeah.
Any try scorer? The Bulldogs, do you like any time try scorer? Slide down so you can see the forwards too, please, Lukey.
I don't trust Adam Elliott, but I think Jake will go in for a try, any time try scorer.
Jake Averillo?
And I think if they can get the ball out fast enough to Nick, I think he'll go in for any time as well.
That's it, mate. Thanks, unreal. Bro. Unreal. We only got you for a couple minutes.
Thank you very much, man. Thanks, guys, for having me.
It was perfect. All right, that was beautiful. Let's move on to the Knights versus Roosters.
There you go. There's your value in that one. Averillo and Kotrick.
Sammy Walker, mate. Yeah. Sammy Walker, he is going to be
home alone.
He's going to be a player.
Yeah, spoke he's a nice man.
And I messaged Kezzy about him, Luke Keary about him too. Just after watching the game,
he was the when we had Luke Keary in here. This must have been start of last year, Lukey. Yeah, start of last year, and he was already talking about it. He goes, mate, once soon as this kid's able to play grade, you watch him fucking flourish. So those two, and I said it a couple of weeks ago, those two going forward are going to be the combination of doom. I know I'm doing this again. I picked Brisbane in a bit of an upset, and I think at home, I think Newey could get one here. Ooh. And it's purely as good as Sam Walker's been. I just think this young spine of the Roosters, this is kind of one of those games that they could drop away to the Knights. They're very talented. Blake Green has obviously got a few games under him now and is looking to steer the ship around. Well, is steering the ship around a lot better. Your boy Stafford Toa up there, Snacky. I just think KP and the boys can get it done.
Star Sanchez.
I reckon the boys can get it done. I think it's going to be very close. I'm not much of a margins guy, but the Newcastle are $4 in the 1-12 range. I think if they're going to win, they're going to win close.
You wouldn't think they'd blow them out.
They're not going to blow them out. So if you want to have a little play with me, that's where I'm going to be having a sniff this week. I'll be interested to know where you go any time on this one, because any of those back rowers there on either side are looking fucking juicy to me. But
yeah, Tupanoa, I looked at Tupanoa.
Yeah, Sotelli.
He's been scoring a few tries this year.
Yep.
But I stuck with Sir Teddy.
Yeah.
Sir Teddy, the first of his name at the back. So I think one thing I just would quickly want to mention about Sam Walker too.
Yeah, sorry, carry on, Sam Walker.
I was speaking to Mudders about him when he got home after the game, obviously a bit
dejected.
Dejected.
Yeah.
But one thing he said, he was so impressed from afar with Sam Walker, demanding and fucking wanting the ball for the Roosters for a young kid. So,
mate, Trent Robinson said it, and I said it a couple of weeks ago. He looks like it's not being scared of the moment, but he just doesn't give a fuck. He's just out there playing footy. And when you're that young and you're that talented and it comes that naturally to you, he just, like, game in the balance, no dramas. He just wants to have a crack. So I've been so impressed with him, man. And, you know, whenever any player comes in with that sort of hype, you're always expecting a little lull. And that's not what I'm saying this week in terms of them dropping a game, because I don't think it's going to be – if they drop a game, it's not going to be because of Sam Walker. But there's been no lull in his performances, his individual performances since coming in. So, I've been extremely impressed with him, man.
Yeah, he looks to be a gun. And that sort of compliment and just mindset that he's talking about with Sam Walker reminds me of a young Carmichael Hunt.
Ooh.
When Carmichael Hunt came into grade, one of the things that they were raving about, I think maybe even Shane Webke and Petro were talked about, when he came into grade, positioning-wise, like, it's a different sort of fucking getting into him. So Sam Walker wants the ball, demand the ball, he wants to control the team and attack. But they talked, one thing that they raved about Carmichael Hunt when he first came on the scene was he was fucking telling his middles to get back on side, get in position, so they're all set. And he obviously went on to start really well and have a really nice part of his career. He had a really good career.
Yeah.
He went on and played in a few other sports. But
I tell you what, we could be seeing him again before the year's out.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yep. Is that official? Is he at the Bronx?
He's in the system. Who's their feeder? Is it the Dolphins? Is their feeder team up there?
Ipswich.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's playing there with Kevin Locke as well. Same team.
Yeah, Nobby's there as well. Yeah.
He'd make the Mudders 13 at this point. But.
Oh, big time. Yeah. He could be skipper. In a really tough team, you know, you got Benny Mudders Masilla who we'll get to as well. So let's get to him right now. The Warriors versus the Cows.
Yes.
And the Cows got themselves a really nice scalp again.
They did. Are they three in a row?
They're three in a row.
Yeah, don't blink now. The Cowboys are three in a row. Yeah, look, I'll quickly just jump on this before throwing a year. I think it's going to be close. I think the Wires get this done because it's Reece Walsh season, baby. Speaking of fucking snacks. You know what? This even makes me feel old. He's born in 2002. Doesn't that make you feel old? Reece Walsh?
Reece, 2002.
He's 18.
He looks nice, man.
He looks very nice.
He's got nice little touches. He's sort of on the back foot that whole game because of how well the Storm were playing. But when he did get an opportunity, he had a few nice touches.
Yeah. He might be rocking the Mutanonu eyeliner of doom, or he's just got the baby blues. Either way, you can quickly get lost in his eyes.
Well, Kempe was talking about him being obviously a future prospect for the LFC as well. So
he's very snacky.
Got a
snacky.
Big pitch on and off the field.
Very snacky. And he's got that KP vibe where he takes the headgear off and his hair just sort of sits like lazy and curly. Yeah, very vibey. He's shifted to six this week, which obviously lets Rog go back to fullback. So I did think it was a weird decision. He's obviously the heir apparent to Rog. He's going to be the Warriors fullback for the foreseeable future when Rog goes over and wins a couple of World Cups with the All Blacks. But I thought it was a weird decision to make that move in Melbourne, against Melbourne on Anzac Day, when, you know, everyone and their mum knew they were probably going to get licked down there with all the injuries they had. And obviously your nephew, Pet, still out as well. But they threw him back there and he looked really nice, man. He had 3 try assists in a losing side, which is never easy to do against Melbourne. So he moves into 6, where I think he's going to do his best work. And I think he kind of frees Cody up a little bit more as well, because he's got he can control a lot of the kicking game. At the moment, without Chanel there, Cody's having to do all the kicking. And although he can smack him all right, Cody, his strength, everyone knows, is his running. So Reece Walsh can put up the high balls of doom. I think they get it done against the Cowboys. I know they've been good lately, but in a tight one, I think my boys get up here.
Yeah, this just touch on the Reece Walsh effect moving forward as well. I think he might be, like you mentioned, KP. He might be a good piece for recruitment in the future.
Yeah.
When KP come to the Knights, we've talked about it before, where people were more inclined once they seen him play a few games. All right, there might be something here in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And they've been able to recruit, you know, fairly well in the last couple of years. You know, whether they get guys like Tyson Frizzell this year, if they don't have a guy like KP. Yeah. If they can put together a good back end of the season, there are a shitload of halves that are coming off contract. A few of them are our mates.
And they freed up a bit of cash as well with obviously Roger leaving. Like, you know, I don't pretend to know what Reece is getting, but I can't imagine it's you know, Roger money. So there's going to be a fair bit of cash there as well. And I hope they can lure someone down there. It's a smart move as well. Like an 18-year-old kid who's in that Broncos system, and with respect to Jermaine Asako, like, you wouldn't say that Reece Walsh, like, his path to playing fullback for the Broncos was blocked. Like, he was very much going to be in that conversation. And he signed with the Warriors, you know, which not a lot of people do. And he's seen himself a path there. He's playing behind a very good forward pack under a good coach. And he's getting tutored by fucking one of the best in the game. So you've seen that nice little changing in the guard. It happened with Minicello and Roger when Mini was still Mini. And in 2013, he took that move to the wing and allowed Roger to come in and good ball and, you know, scored a few more meters. And now they seem to be doing a very similar thing with Reece Walsh, and all the talk is that Rog, they're doing extras together, and he's really taken that part of this year quite seriously, Rog, passing on that knowledge. So it's a great move, and I'm just, I just can't get over how good he looks as well. So shout out Reece Walsh, baby.
And before we move on quickly on this game, I want to give a big shout out to Todd Payton. When Michael Morgan went down 3 weeks ago and Jason Tomalolo went out, I give the Cowboys pretty much no chance in any of the games that they've been able to win. Jace is back. He is my anytime try scorer.
Yes.
At $5.
Oh,
$5 yeah. on sports.
You can see him skittling a few in the middle there and getting
fucking oath I can.
Yeah.
You know, what Todd Payton's been able to do, plus also the fact that Todd Payton was at the Warriors for a couple of years.
Yep.
I think he will have a good idea of how to break him down. There was a lot of raps on Todd Payton when he went up and took the job at North Queensland, and a lot of people that were sorting him.
Well, the Warriors, I'm happy for him. Offered him the job. They didn't want to let him go.
Yeah.
You know, he's a great, by all reports, a great fucking guy and a great coach. So, yeah, I love that, man.
Yeah, he's turned it around. I'm happy for him, and I like Tomalolo at $5.
I also like Reece Robinson, just quietly. Reece Robson, rather.
Reece Robson.
He crossed last
week. He's nice, man. I like Reece. Every time I watch Reece Robson play, I think, did he miss a few of the games at the start of the year?
He played in the Indigenous game. Remember, Laurie talked about him briefly.
No, that was the other kid.
Have I got those two mixed up?
Yeah, you've got it mixed up with the other kid that plays a little bit of lock as well.
Oh, okay. Either way, he looks nice.
Yeah, we'll put that in maybe the comments or whatever. But
yeah,
I know you're talking about. Oh, fuck, it's escaping me.
Mind blank.
We'll move on. If it comes to me later on, I'll mention it. But, yeah, I think that's enough of that game. We'll move on to the Dragons versus Tigers, the last game of the round.
Yeah, I think Mudders gets it done here. Rookie in the vet policy obviously has never bet on or against the Tigers, so I will be staying away with my money here other than your anytime try scorer. But I think the Dragons get it up. Who you got here, Skip?
Yeah, I got Benny Hunt coming back and making a big difference for the Dragons this week.
Yep.
Yeah, they tried a few things, putting Birdie into the halves last week to get him more involved, I suppose. You know, if you're going to move Birdie around, I've always thought that he would suit that 13 role really nice.
Yep.
And the forward pack, you know, even Joshy Kerr went into the bench and got him off the edge. They've got him back on the edge too. I think you'll see a better performance. Benny Hunt was in really good form before he got injured. And I think he'll just straighten him right up again. That little combination of Chainsaw McCulloch, Mudders and Benny Hunt back together.
Yep.
The old gang's back together. I think it's one of those games, like I said, with the Tigers, $4 underdogs against a Dragons team that's lost 2 in a row. Like, these are the ones that they can pull off as well.
Yeah.
But I think the Dragons will get the job done. And I've gone Birdie anytime. Birdie pushes back out to the left centres on Normie's edge. I think, you know, he's marking up on Jimmy Roberts. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Roberts can come up with the, you know, as good as he's in attack, he can come up with the odd bad read. So Birdie's going to be testing his inside shoulder a fair bit through this game. And
I like that. Yeah,
I like Birdie at $2.40. So.
Yeah, I like the thought that's gone into these try scorers in this one.
Yeah,
you're like coming correct.
I come in. See, this is part of the new job. Yeah, you pay me the bucks, I'll come in and I'll put the effort. Like, before that, I was willy nilly.
So you're floating.
Yeah, I was floating around. So
I like it.
There's a bit of thought put into all of these. So just quickly to recap.
Yeah.
Cody Walker $2.25 tonight. Baby Goat and Brimo tomorrow. Baby Goat for the Storm, Brimo for the Titans. Cherry still at $5. Papali'i on that left edge against Kyle Flanagan for the Eels. Sir Teddy, the first of his name. Skipper, you know I love a skipper. Tom Lolo's back.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be pumped up. I think he was a chance last week.
Yeah,
very close. But they held him back. Yeah. So I like that as well. And Jackie Bird,
baby. Let's go.
All right. And the last one to finish off is my Thursday night multi. We all know I'm going Cody Walker, $2.25. Mm-hmm. Like I said, cold weather. I think it'll be a close encounter as well. So I'm going back to one of my old favourites that did well for me in the first couple of weeks. Less than 10.5, either team.
Yep.
So in that range, it gives me the 20-point swing. And I think it'll be unders. The total points is under 40.5. So,
fuck, I like that as well.
I'm hoping for a close encounter where Cody Walker can get over for a meaty.
I always like to, every time you put this up, I like to maybe try and sway you on one leg.
Yep.
I'm staying. With all of them. Yeah. I'm happy there.
And like I said, if... Just because of the way the mindset that I'm going with it, the over 8 minutes score.
If you wanted to add
first
to it
try,
as well.
Yeah, you can chuck it in, but you get $10 about that, so too bad.
It's not too bad at all.
We're 250 of the best on it.
Yeah,
little 2.5k. We need it.
We are very due. We really need it,
and we're gonna get it, baby.
Let's go, rookie in the vet, baby.